Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Sunwear Panties as Punishment Part 2, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. It was just about the only thing that made sense up to then, but I was reluctant to do it at first. As we stood there in front of the shop, I looked inside and saw all the jewelry and sighed. Given the fact that I was about to spend some time as a girl, and already knowing the pierced ears didn't hurt compared to the clip-ons I was wearing, I agreed. And we went inside. I left the store with a bag of earrings, a few necklaces, and a bracelet that Mom had me pick out on my own. By the time we got home and we had put away all the clothes, it hit me harder than before, even when I was in the beauty shop. I had skirts, blouses, and dresses hanging in my closet, panties and bras in the dresser, and given the way I looked, it seemed that I had become a girl, all in just one day. Every step of the way, something new was piled on to make me more feminine, and I had even agreed to piercing my other ear. Longer nails that were painted was almost worse in a way than having the boobs. I could remove the boobs, but the nails were there to stay for a while, and I didn't know how to change that. Mom had me help make dinner, then Dad came in and saw me. Other than the apron I was wearing, nothing had changed. I still looked like a girl. It does seem that your mother was right. You look just like a girl. Gee, thanks, Dad. Don't be too hard on Caitlin. She's still getting used to everything. Caitlin? Wasn't that what we were? Going to name her if she had been born a girl? Yes. Since parents get to name their children, I gave her the name Caitlin in order to make this a bit easier on her. Damned if Mom didn't sound quite pleased with herself. When will dinner be ready? I have a few calls to make. 20 minutes. I had expected, even hoped, that Dad had more to say. Maybe tell me it was all a joke on me, maybe even tell Mom she had gone too far. But he left to make his calls without a word, and I started setting the food on the table. By then I was almost used to having bare legs and boobs and quit worrying about that. My dad's lack of reaction, the only thing on my mind. My new status wasn't even mentioned at dinner, and after dishes, I went to my room to play on the computer, which was way different with longer nails, but I managed. Mom came in a few hours later and handed me a nightgown and told me to get ready for bed. A nightgown? I didn't see her buy a nightgown. Positive that she would check, I began to undress, putting everything on the chair until I was down to the bra and panties. I don't know why I did it. Maybe because it didn't matter anymore, but in any case, I left them on and slipped the nightgown over my head and crawled into bed. As I lay there, I thought about what had happened that day. In every case, Mom had gotten her way, without much, if any, struggle from me, and by the time we had dinner, my transformation was virtually over. Knowing how I looked, I knew that meant that it was going to be up to me to become as much like a girl as I could possibly manage, simply in order to protect myself. Since my parents, especially Mom, had left me no avenue to flee from the oncoming escapade, I just had to do it just so the guys wouldn't find out. I would never hear the end of it if they found out. Mom had neatly trapped me into doing what she wanted, leaving me two choices. Become the girl I looked like and maybe get by, or don't and let everyone find out. Touching my new boobs, I recalled how I had looked that afternoon, which is when it happened. Mr. Happy came to life. I did what most boys do with Mr. Happy and only later realized that my girl self had turned my boy self on. Of course, when I showed up for breakfast, still in that nightgown, it was obvious that I had boobs, which meant that I still wore the bra. Neither of them said a word about it. Dad kissed us both goodbye, which he never did. Always Mom, and a be good sport for me. Then he went to work. Go get dressed, Caitlin. Wear the brown and white skirt. I'll be up to help you with your makeup. Why not the jeans? Because we have a few errands to do, and I want you to get used to skirts before I let you go back to jeans. Now go get changed. I'll be up in a little bit. Once again, I did my own makeup with Mom watching. Getting dressed was easier the second time since I knew how to get the new bra on. I wore my own penny loafers, and once I had lipstick on, Mom and I left on the errands she mentioned. First was the drugstore where she bought some makeup, lipsticks, and nail polish just for me. Then, as we drove away. I noticed that you wore the bra to bed last night. Yeah, with these nails and my hair the way they are and wearing a nightgown, I figured. That you might as well? I nodded my head yes then. That's good. It means that you are beginning to accept yourself as a girl. Maybe I can help you a little more if you let me, but we'll talk about that later when we get home, okay? Sure, how? You'll see. Mom made one more quick stop, but I stayed in the car. It was the shop she told me was where she had bought the breast forms I was using. Then when I saw where she was going, I was ready to jump out of the car. As Mom turned the last corner, I could see Beth outside her house talking with two other girls, and my heart started pounding hard. Mom parked in front and got out, leaving me no choice but to do the same or look dorky on top of everything else. Beth looked confused for just a moment. Beth, why don't you introduce Caitlin to your friends while I go talk to your mother? Leaving me standing there like that, I was alone without Mom nearby for the very first time. Hi, Caitlin, this is Kathy and Lisa. Hi, they said in unison. Beth was very quick, telling them that I was new in the area, and they seemed to accept me for what I looked like, a girl, just like them, and were very friendly. They left a bit later, and Beth and I went in the house. When my aunt saw me, she jumped up, then hugged me tightly. I knew it. I knew that you would look just as cute as could be, and I was right. Can Caitlin come with us tonight? We were going to hit the mall and maybe later get a soda. Who is us? Mom asked. Kathy, Lisa, and me. I suppose as long as Caitlin is back here by 10, I guess that'll be okay. Beth squealed in delight, leaving me more worried than ever. Beth might just decide to tell everyone who I was. But her mom told her in no uncertain terms that she was not under and circumstance to tell anyone who I really was, or she would really regret it. Beth swore that she wouldn't do that, and a bit later, Mom and I went home with a promise that she would drop me off at 6 that night. I didn't know it at the time, but that was the day I would begin my very rapid descent into the world of girls. When we got home, Mom took me to my room and had me take off my blouse and bra. Then she cleaned my chest with something that smelled like alcohol. Since you wore the bra last night and it's obvious that those girls think that you are a girl, I think maybe we should do everything possible to make sure they never find out the truth, don't you? They would kill me if they found out, Mom. That's why I bought this. It's a glue of sorts. It will let me attach the breast forms to your chest, and after I do, you would be able to go braless if you had to. Can I do it? I nodded my head, yes. Now hold still so I can get these positioned just right. I just could not do anything that would give me away, which is why I agreed to let Mom glue the boobs to my chest. I stood there looking down as Mom attached them, and when she was done pushing them tight and making the seams stick down, it looked like I had grown boobs of my own. Satisfied, she told me to get dressed. Just having the boobs stuck on my chest made it possible for me to feel it whenever they bounced or I pushed against them. And in a way, I was sort of glad, if for no other reason than I wouldn't be found out so easily. I ate a little early, then Mom took me back to Beth's around 5 that afternoon. Beth grabbed my arm and we walked out back and sat on the swings. Damn, girl, you look great. I guess I'm still getting used to everything, so don't let on tonight or I'll be dead. They didn't act like they knew, did they? Forget it. Just be a girl tonight and we'll have a great time, you'll see. Maybe you'll find something you like, you never know. When Lisa and Kathy arrived, Beth's mom took us to the mall, letting us out with stern warnings about boys and what time and where she would pick us up. Just the thought of boys seeing me made me feel ill. But the rest of them loved the idea, and giggling, they pulled me along with them into the mall. We looked at everything from skirts and dresses, high heels and jewelry, fancy lingerie, and nice coats to the boys, of course. Lisa was the biggest flirt and always managed to have the guys looking at her. Like myself, Kathy was very subdued, while Beth was sort of like a cheerleader. Kathy never showed much interest in the boys until she saw him. There he is. He's walking this way. Who? I asked. Robert? Tits out, girls, Beth said quickly, and smile. It was all I could do to stand there smiling. Robert and his friend walked up to us. I have to admit that his smile radiated charm, and when I saw him looking at Kathy and not me, I relaxed a little. His friend was standing next to me as Bob and Kathy talked. Then I felt a nudge. Hi, he said softly. I don't believe we have met. I'm Wally. I'm Caitlin? God, I thought to myself, I was starting to sound like a girl. We were going to get some sodas, maybe. We were too, Beth said quickly. Well, Lisa and Beth walked together, Bob and Kathy, which left Wally and I. I saw Beth spin her head around, look right at me, and smiled. I knew what that meant. She had already told me that I was cute, and with Wally walking beside me, it was plain that he thought so too. We all sat at two tables we shoved together, and while the other girls were talking and giggling, I sat there wondering just how I was going to get away with what I was doing. I mean, the way Wally was looking at me gave me the willies. He thought I was a girl and was doing his very best to let me know he was interested. The fact that I knew all of his lines aside, it was flattering in a way, although I couldn't admit that even to myself. The guys wandered off after a half hour or so, leaving us to finish walking the mall. As we walked along, "Wally likes you," Kathy said. "He would be a good one to catch Caitlin. He's really cute." Lisa sounded envious.
"Did you give him your number?" Beth was grinning.
"No, you know that Dad doesn't let me date." It was the best excuse I could come up with.
"Let's go in there," Lisa was pointing at a dress shop.
Since they charged in there like an invading army, I followed them inside. Kathy was the first one to try on a dress, and when she stepped out of the booth, it was obvious that she had taken her bra off. Beth grabbed a similar dress and did the same, then Lisa. I stood there looking around, floundering a bit at the sight of real boobs when Kathy handed me a dress and told me that I might as well make it a foursome. With the dress in my hand and my mouth not working, Beth spoke up. "Oh, I don't think that Caitlin could wear that. She was protecting me." But she did not know that I had some very lifelike breasts glued on my chest. That's when I saw the anticipation on Lisa and Diane's faces and said it was okay.
"Sure, I'll try it on, why not?"
I removed my clothes, including the bra, put the dress on, and stepped out right in front of Beth. Showing off, I guess, I bent down to tug the hem of the dress, which let her, Lisa, and Kathy see right down the dress, which meant they saw that I had breasts. Nobody but Beth was shocked, of course, and with a certain silly smugness, I went back in the booth and changed clothes. I had done it to show Beth that I had boobs, but the added result was that both Lisa and Kathy now had absolutely no reason to think that I was anything but a girl, and it also meant that they also saw no reason not to push Wally and I together, which Lisa did several times before we were picked up outside the mall. Giving credit where it's due, Beth never once let on in any way that I was not a real girl, but she had a ton of questions, that was plain. We dropped off Kathy and Lisa at their homes, then Beth asked if I could stay the night. But Caitlin isn't a...
"Yes, she is, now she is anyway."
"I'll call and ask, but you two change clothes in separate rooms."
"Boom, we're cousins."
"That's the only reason I'll even consider it."
"I'll call when we get home."
Mom said it was okay, so Beth and I went to her bedroom. Handing me a nightgown, she was all grins. "Tell me, I have to know, how did you get those boobs of yours? Are they real?" "No, they can't be. Tell me, let me see."
Still pumped up with joy that I had managed to fool Lisa and Kathy, I pulled up my top and released the bra, showing Beth my new boobs.
We heard her mom coming, so I straightened out, took the nightgown, and went into the bath to change clothes, returning wearing only the panties underneath. Beth and I sat watching television and eating popcorn while her mom went to her sewing room.
"Wally really did seem to like you."
"Yeah, maybe, but it won't do him any good. I'll be back to myself in 5 weeks, remember?"
"You sure about that?"
"Sure, why not? That's what Mom and Dad both said."
"Well, he is kind of cute, so I thought."
"No, Beth, don't. I'm in deep enough as it is."
"Then why did you show off tonight?"
"Show off?"
"Letting us all see that you have boobs."
"I don't know. You said I couldn't wear that dress, which made it sound like I couldn't or something. I just wanted to show you that I can wear anything you can. Besides, Lisa and Kathy both saw me, and now they think I'm a girl, don't they? And isn't that the idea? So nobody will know?"
The guy I like was there tonight, but all he did was look at Kathy.
"Who?"
I asked.
"Robert, I think he's hot, hot, hot."
"I'll bet the only way you get him is to force yourself on him, Beth."
"Not with Kathy around, I won't. Who do you like, boys, I mean?"
"None. What are you, nuts?"
"Come on, you're supposed to be a girl now, so why not think like one? Tell me the truth, Caitlin. Which guy do you think is really cute?"
"I hadn't thought of it, but maybe Glenn, I suppose. He's nice enough, I guess."
"Glenn Grant? He's really shy, Caitlin. Cute, but shy. He'll never make a move on you. You'll have to be the one to make the first move if you want him to notice you."
"Me? No chance, Beth."
"We'll see, won't we?
You were acting so much like a girl tonight that I almost forgot you weren't. Heck, your voice hasn't changed yet, and you even talk and sound like we do. Maybe you like being a girl a lot more than you're saying."
That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it.
If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story.